You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life without parole for minors falls under cruel and unusual punishment. But the states are still deciding what to do with current inmates sentenced to life as children. And to date, Michigan is among the states with the most juvenile lifers in the country. Tonight, the Kalamazoo Civil Liberties film series will show a documentary on the subject called Natural Life. I talked with director Tirza Evan by phone. I noticed that a lot of these teens were either not directly responsible for the crimes they committed or their culpability is somewhat in question. Is that common for these juvenile lifers?
Yeah, that is common, apparently, and I found that afterwards. Part of the diversity that I was seeking was a degree of responsibility, and I found out that many of the ones that I was talking with were just there with an adult, that they didn't stop from committing a crime, and not stopping the adult constitute aiding and abetting. You need to actually actively stand up to the person who is committing the crime or leave the room, which I think is ironic in the context of the age gap, sometimes the gender gap, you know, a girl with a boyfriend that would commit the crime and she didn't stop him, or he would use her in some way or another to facilitate the crime, bring the person in if it was for an act of prostitution, and then kill the man. And so, yes, that what I found, and especially I think with the women, is that oftentimes it wasn't them that committed the crime directly.
In a previous interview, you said that the media actually had a lot to do with intensifying these sentences for youth.
So in the late 80s, there was a big case that I think many of us remember in Central Park in New York, where several youth were accused of a murder of a woman and a rape. It was all actually proven to be wrong very recently. But at the time, it set in motion a media frenzy around the treatment of youth in general, and they were described as in terms like predator and super predator. Academics were talking about it. The police was and the legal entities were responding to that kind of rise in outrageous behavior by youth, and a lot of it was not based in fact. It was really just swirling out of control by media response to that event and a few other events around it. A lot of those statements were revised over the years, but at the time they did impact the way the legal system responded.
A lot of these kids are talking about what they're missing. If they could only have known, you know, what to do in that situation, that they could have been living a normal life. I just found that very compelling.
I think part of what I'm trying to advocate in the piece is seeing, understanding that change is what they undergo, and oftentimes change that is radical from a kid that is lost and maybe misdirected to an adult that is remorseful, that is educated, thoughtful, and that would never commit a crime like that again. And so I was looking for ways to manifest that kind of growth.
That was Tirza Evan, director of the documentary Natural Life. You can hear a longer interview with her on our website. Saffron Restaurant in Kalamazoo will screen the film tonight at 7. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.